everyone. Today for my discussion, I will be discussing enhancing learning through the use of audio and video, also with text and visuals. In producing library podcasts, Kara Fox gave attention to the Everett Public Library's use of podcasts in their library history collection. She tells us the steps they went through to begin offering the service to those who could not attend, 2010. Due to schools having to be careful about publishing any video or pictures with students on them, I think a podcast would be a great tool for use in a school library. In an educational library, podcasts could be used to draw attention to certain aspects of your collection. School programs could be recorded and posted, enabling family members who do not live in close proximity to listen. Author visits could be recorded or found and listened to if you can't get the author to your school. Another item I think would be great as a podcast is a book club. The reader, whether student or teacher, could be recorded and members access to see what they missed if they were unable to attend. While it may take some time to get podcasting up and running, I think that after the first few times, users would get the hang of it and it would be used widely by all. At our school, we used to have the program Safari Montage, but our wise admin thought that it cost too much money. When school started, our teachers were in an uproar because it was gone. I told them about the great amounts of educational videos on YouTube. They still complain about this option because they have to preview them for anything inappropriate. Also, at a district, our school has a blocker that will not allow YouTube when logged in as a student. When logged in, though, we have a YouTube Red account through the library where I have saved various videos that I have watched and are approved. We also have a website, httpviewpure.com, that we go through that purifies the videos. It takes off ads and comments. I find that there are great benefits of using YouTube, such as QR codes that are attached to book read-alouds that students can use in the library. In her article, YouTube and You, Melissa Purcell gives some positives that using YouTube brings to your library and school, such as free educational videos, instructional videos on new programs or tools, ease of access, how the students' listening and communication skills are improved through watching and also making videos, and increased student engagement, 2013. If you use the video portion, you must always make sure that students are allowed to have their pictures posted. While I was a classroom teacher, I used visual pictures, photos, and line drawings to teach about concepts, especially inferences. Linda Cooper's article, Supporting Visual Literacy in the School Library Media Center, reminded me that it isn't only in a classroom that we can read pictures, 2008. Out of the same picture, a kindergartner will read it different than a fifth grader due to their developmental and cognitive levels. Another issue that I have seen at my elementary is a lack of prior knowledge. Many of these students we have barely leave the small town. This affects the knowledge they have about the world outside of their location. I see using pictures, paintings, and photographs as a way to introduce many locations, cultures, etc. to my students. Thank you for your visit today. This is Michelle signing out.